Let us now turn the clock back to Thursday, November the 11th. At 1:15 p.m. on that momentous day, the streets of Rhodesia's towns and cities were strangely hushed. Lunch hour traffic had come to a standstill. Groups of people, white and black alike, had congregated around radio sets in offices, in restaurants, in cars, and on street corners. The tension was electric as the Prime Minister, the Honorable Ian Douglas-Smith, was announced. Listen to him now as history is made.
Your government has issued the following proclamation, which I will read to you. Whereas, in the course of human affairs, history has shown that it may become necessary for a people to resolve the political affiliations which have connected them with another people, and to assume, amongst other nations, the separate and equal status to which they are entitled. And whereas, in such event, a respect for the opinions of mankind requires them to declare to other nations the causes which impel them to assume full responsibility for their own affairs.
Here's the story of Rhodesia, a land both fair and great. On the 11th of November, an independent state. This was much against the wishes of certain governments, whose leaders tried to break us down and make us all repent. But we're all Rhodesians, and we'll fight through thick and thin. We'll keep our land a free land, stop the enemy coming in. We'll keep them north of the Zambezi till that river's running dry. And this mighty land will prosper, for Rhodesians never die. They can send their men to murder, and they can shout their words of hate, but the cost of keeping this land free can never be too great. For our men and boys are fighting for the things that they hold dear, and this land and all its people will never disappear. Cause we're Rhodesians, and we'll fight through thick and thin. We'll keep our land a free land, stop the enemy coming in. We'll keep them north of the Zambezi till that river's running dry. And this mighty land will prosper, for Rhodesians never die. We'll preserve this little nation for our children's children too. Once we rid Rhodesia, no other land will do. We would stand tall in the sunshine with the truth upon our side. And if we had to go alone, we'd go alone with pride. Cause we're all Rhodesians, and we'll fight through thick and thin. We'll keep our land a free land, stop the enemy coming in. We'll keep them north of the Zambezi.